What's wrong with your titties? Girl, I remember it like it was yesterday. I called my mom to come and help me because one day after the gym, I decided to run into the convenience store, which was not so convenient because by the time I came out the store and went to my vehicle, it would not say a word. So I sat there, becoming more and more frustrated, looking under the hood and fiddling around, knowing that I had no idea what I was doing or what was going on with the vehicle. The only thing that was on my mind was, who's going to help me tow this vehicle? Where am I going to get the money to tow it? Furthermore, what's wrong with it? And it's not in the budget, and I hope it doesn't cost me too much. And what am I going to do? I got to go to work. So she shows up with a look of complete horror on her face as she gets out of the car and immediately yells, "What's wrong with your titties?" The look on her face kind of scared me. I looked down at my breast and I said, "What? What do you mean?" She said, "You heard me. What happened to your titties? You've been taking that shit to shrink up your titties." Mama, what are you talking about? I asked, feeling even more frustrated than I was before she showed up. Mamas have a way of making their daughters feel like shit sometimes. Well, at least mine does. "You just had titties the last time I saw you. Now you ain't got nothing but skin," she said as she curled up her lip and poked my chest as to verify that what she was seeing was really real. The thing is, I had become so obsessed with working out, I didn't realize that I had literally worked my ass and my tits off. After hitting my goal of losing 45 pounds in 90 days to get on stage to compete in my first bodybuilding show, I was afraid that I was going to be fat again, so I just kept going to the gym twice a day, even after. I already had my own set of body image issues stemming from way, way back, but at this particular time, I was feeling rather proud about my new body. But here she comes with some more shit. Damn titties. See, I never really cared about titties. I was too busy worried about never being fat again. But after that, I swore whenever I got some money, I would buy me some titties. After my youngest son graduated from high school, and I woke up one day and looked around and realized I was in an empty nest, I had to figure out what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. Like, what do I want for myself? And one of those things was me packing up all my bags alone and moving to Atlanta, Georgia. I had always wanted to move to Atlanta. So I did. And after I moved to Atlanta, oh my goodness, I had become a new person. I felt so free. I felt alive. I just felt amazing because I did it. I moved there alone with no help. And the fact that I did that made me just feel like, whew, the badass that I was. I said, "Girl, this is the new you. You are starting over fresh and you just might find a lover." After that last relationship with Mr. Wonderful, Mr. Wonderful, he's the married man that I dated for 3 years. I'll possibly tell you about Mr. Wonderful in another episode. I wanted to fully and consciously and completely feel confident about myself again. The next time I found a lover, or when a lover found me, I wanted my body image to be, you know, on point. My body image played a huge part in the lack of my sexual confidence from the past. I never really saw my body type represented in the mainstream media, so it made me feel not so good about my own body. I remember engaging in sex with partners and not having the confidence or the courage to even communicate the desires that I had in bed. Sexual confidence comes after you first become self-confident. And for once in a long time, I felt a little more self-confident. But then, like I said, here she comes talking about titties. I was finally feeling a little more confident about myself. And the titty conversation comes up. Couldn't believe it. I've always strived to improve my self-confidence and my positive body image because we all know when you're self-confident, you can find comfort in expressing yourself unapologetically and honor your feelings. A person who is self-confident understands the importance of communication. But I didn't even have the confidence to speak up for myself when the first words out of my mama's mouth was, "What happened to your titties?" Or the lack thereof. Anyway, I began to look around for cosmetic surgeons when I got to Atlanta. I told both my sons what I was going to do, and my oldest son, Dakota, was so excited. He said, "Mom, you just might be on the reality TV show." "What reality TV show?" I asked. "There's a TV show that has a black doctor in Atlanta who performs surgery on reality TV. You just might be on that show, Mom. You should call him. I'll send you the YouTube channel so you can see who he is," he explained. Sure enough, he did just that. Girl, I went to see that doctor. He was just too laid back for me. If I was going under the knife, it would have to be with somebody who was going to be a little more professional than he was. So I considered going back to Las Vegas. I had gone to a consultation to a pretty reputable and well-known doctor for consultation prior to me leaving Las Vegas. But the expenses of having to travel back and forth for follow-ups and paying for hotel accommodations and finding people to drive me around, it just seemed like it was too much. Although I had known people in Las Vegas, there wasn't anyone that I particularly trust to take care of me. Besides, I didn't want everybody in my business like that. But I found a doctor that had an office and a surgical center near me in Smyrna, Georgia, where I lived. So I set a date for the procedure, and shortly after, I had it done. I figured, you know, since I was going under the knife, I would have him remove that excess hanging skin from my abdomen too. After giving birth via two C-sections to my sons, I had this kangaroo pouch that I hated. When I lost the body fat to compete in the bodybuilding show, the pouch turned into just hanging skin. It was so embarrassing to have to tuck my hanging skin into my competition suit while on stage. I was praying that the skin wouldn't fall out while they were asking me to strike a pose on stage. It was a burden. So at one time, the pouch kept me from even seeing my vagina. I had to lift it up. You know that's not a good feeling. So the moment I had the opportunity to go under the knife, that pouch had to go too. So sure enough, again, I had the procedure done. And after I had begun healing and the swelling went down, I started taking all kinds of IG selfies, showing off my more voluptuous breast and my curves and posting them. One day I got a call out of the blue from one of my friends in Las Vegas who follows me on social media. And I answered the phone. I was so excited to hear from him. And the first thing out of his mouth was, "You guessed it. What happened to your titties?" I just laughed. I cannot make this shit up. What I've learned is that you can't make decisions about your life based on what someone else is going to think or say about you. Not even mama. The truth of the matter is, having titties, it didn't improve my self-confidence at all. It has to come from within. It is not what is on you, but it is what's in you.